The next case for argument is 19-1662, Supercell v. Blue.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. Michael Sachstetter on behalf of Supercell. May it please the Court. The District Court, when it formulated the concept to which the claimed invention is directed, left out the key part of the invention. It said that the abstract idea, in the District Court's words, was sending, receiving, and authenticating logon information. That's a very good description of the prior art conventional method that is illustrated in Figure 1 of the patent and described in the background. That was the problem that needed to be solved. The situation with that configuration was that whenever a new, in this case the example is a game, but any new application of value-added service is added or is updated, then you had to make a change to the IM, the instant messaging client, as well, which was difficult for developers and difficult for users. So the claimed invention solves that problem by adding a plugin, adding a function plugin that is typically downloaded with the value-added service. And that plugin then is used to communicate with the IM client in a way that prevents the IM client from needing to be updated. So the only thing that you need to do if you have a new game or if you have a new version of an existing game is to download the game and to download the plugin that comes with the game and then use that function plugin to do the login process rather than having to update the IM client. And the patent itself explains the need for that. In column 3, about line 40, it says, therefore, the communication and interaction between the IM client and any game client can be implemented, and the expansibility of the IM client is then improved. Again, you can add more games to communicate with the IM client. That's a good thing for the developer, a good thing for the both the developer of the IM client and of the game client. And it's also a good thing for the user. And that leads down farther in column 3 to improving the popularization of the value-added service. When you want to have somebody use a new game, you don't want to add a step that makes it more difficult for them to download it and use it. And what the claimed invention does is prevent that. And so the district court just too broadly described what the purported abstract idea is. We don't think there is an abstract idea, but if you took what the district court said is the abstract idea, then the addition of the function plugin and the way that it is used is something that under step two of Alice is beyond being just a conventional use of the technology and adds an actual improvement to the way that the claimed invention is used. It's similar to DDR. It's an ordered arrangement of steps, similar to BASCOM. It is a situation where you are improving the invention by adding something to it. Even though we don't agree with the formulation of the abstract idea, we do think that something has been added to improve it. And this was a motion to dismiss, and so under Berkheimer, this is a question of fact, whether what got added was conventional. There is discussion in the briefing of some prior art references that were cited on the face of the patent, were cited in the prosecution, but all that says is that the concept of a plug-in existed in the prior art. And as this court's case law says, that doesn't necessarily mean that it was conventional in the prior art. And that's not something that should be decided under Berkheimer at the motion to dismiss stage. Any questions? All right. I reserve some time for rebuttal, and I think I actually have it.
Yes. So,
thank you, Your Honors.
Good afternoon. Excuse me. May it please the court. My name is John Alamani. I will also keep this brief. I just really want to make two points. The first point is that the argument in the briefs and the arguments today, I think, are untethered from the claims. So the aspects of the
untethered.
So there's a lot of talk about the specification without talking about the claim. I think that's where the problem lies in this case for appellant. And that is that what they rely on as inventive is not recited in the claims. What is recited in the claims is purely conventional. And so the first thing that they talk about, second thing actually, they talk about in the brief is gaming, that this is unique because it's applied to a game. But if you look at the claims don't recite a game. They only recite a value-added service. And so gaming is not in the claim. That argument is not tethered to the claims. The second argument is about this function plug-in and the way the function plug-in is placed within the claim. So between two peer entities is the argument that's used in the briefing.
Why don't you take your adversary's argument on head on? He says, for example, that the district court erred, and you err in your analysis in having the analysis of the plug-in in step two as opposed to step one. He says if you put the plug-in into what the invention's all about, then it's not simply a matter of having this log-on, sending, receiving, and authenticating log-on information. It's massaging log-on information through the plug-in. And he says that's not an abstract idea.
So
then you heard what he said, right?
I did hear what he said, and I took it as him arguing that it was a step two case, but
it would be quite candid. He would say he's got a harder argument to make if we look at the plug-in on step two, because it is in the prior art, than he does if he can get the plug-in into the concept of the invention for deciding whether or not it's abstract.
And that may
be
true.
What I'm saying to you is, what's wrong with his argument? It's clear that he's not trying to claim the prior art. In the claim, he's claiming a plug-in function in connection with log-on information.
And so 2 points. So that if we do move that into a step one analysis and we look at the function plug-in, there's nothing in the claim that suggests the plug-in is doing anything. It receives and then sends logon requests. It sends and then receives logon information. There's no massaging of the data going on. And then if we look to the spec doesn't describe anything.
But you're saying that because he didn't specify the function of the plug-in claim in the claim.
Yes. And I believe your question to me was, or what you asked me to do, Your Honor, was to address his argument that the function plug-in is somehow massaging the data. What I'm saying is that's untethered from the claim.
Use the word massaging. He might disagree with that.
Okay.
To me, that's what the point he was trying to make, is that the difference between the prior art and his invention is that he's got a structure in the form of this plug-in thing that alters the way in which the sending, receiving, and authenticating of logon information occurs.
Where I would disagree with that argument, number of places, but one place I would disagree with that argument, and I think it's clear, it's probably clearest in the reply, they chide us for not addressing figures 2 and 3, and then they cite a particular part of the specification. That particular part of the specification says that a function plug-in in practical applications, and I'm at the bottom of appendix page 64, it's the bottom left corner, column 5, it says that the function plug-in may be an independent entity, or it may be within the IM client or the gaming client. And so there's not a separate entity. And so it's not described as necessarily being a separate entity. And it doesn't, the specification also only describes that it may be configured according to a function requirement or invoke a common interface according to requirements. That's all we have in the spec. So there's nothing to suggest that there's anything non-abstract about a function plug-in. So if it's a step one case, that's still abstract. There's nothing there. And if we do make it a step one case where we add function plug-in there, I think his case is weaker because there's absolutely nothing left in the step two analysis. If we stay with the structure of the district court, our abstract idea is a little bit different. As appellant mentioned, the district court judge held that the abstract idea was sending, receiving, and authenticating. We left out authenticating because it's not recited in the claim. But if you look at that as the abstract idea and then look to step two, there's nothing unconventional about the claim. The idea of passing logon information back and forth between an IM client and a value-added service client, like a game, is described as a conventional procedure in column one. And then in appendix 101, which I think appellant has alluded to, there's a statement that says, as a well-known function of a platform can be extended by providing interface and plugins. So a function plugin is well known. As admitted, this is part of the prosecution history. So this is a statement by patent owner. As is well known, function of a platform can be extended by providing interface and plugins. And if you turn to the top of the following page, appendix 0102, it says it's common. I think both of those are synonymous with routine, conventional, and well understood. So if I think, as appellant raised the question of a Berkheimer and whether there's a factual dispute, there just simply isn't one here. Everything that is actually recited in the claims is conventional. It's either admitted to be conventional or well-known and common. There's no factual dispute there. The only question is the placement between the two entities. And based on the specification says the placement can be anywhere. It can be in the middle, it can be part of the IM client, it can be part of the game client. And if you look at claim 14 of the patent, it says the same thing. And so there's nothing there that's unconventional. There's no inventive step. It's not captured in the claims. And so the patent's not eligible under section 101. So if there are no further questions, I will yield my time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a couple of points, Your Honors. I think as the court has noted in the Ancora case, sometimes step one and step two get a little bit overlapping. And I think that our argument here has become something like that, and I think it happens from time to time. I do agree with Your Honor that our argument is that this is not an abstract idea, because the way that the district court described what the claim is directed toward, and the way that appellee has described what the claim is directed toward, leaves out what the invention is actually about. And that is in the claims. I think all but two, perhaps, of the limitations of the claims are performed in some way, either received by or done by the function plugin. So it isn't just sending and receiving. It's a particular configuration in which the particular logon data is sent and received.
Why isn't that just sending and receiving? I don't understand how you're saying it's a specific way to send and receive makes it any less sending and receiving.
I'm not saying it's a particular way of sending and receiving. I think it's more what gets sent and received. There is, in some of the dependent claims discussion, of the way that the different modules communicate, whether they use a common interface or something else. But I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that the configuration, the way that the system is set up, something like where you have the filtering in BASCOM is what makes this an invention. The fact that you have, as Mr. Almani just said, between two peers, you have the... And that's what made this patentable in the prosecution. You have the location.
I'm sorry, why isn't this a claim directed to sending, receiving, and authenticating logon information? What is it about this claim that doesn't fall within that idea?
It does those things, but it does those things using a particular system that is configured in a particular way that solves the problem.
Maybe
that
moves it to step two, but I don't see how that makes it any less abstract under step one.
Okay, well, I think that it does, but even under step two, the thing that the district court did with step two is that the district court described the invention differently for step two than for step one. So we had sending and receiving and authenticating in step one, but then in step two, the district court said the 449 patent does not describe how its particular arrangement of elements is a technical improvement over prior art ways of applying a function plug-in between two clients. But that was the new thing about the claims, was applying a function plug-in between the two clients. So what you need to look at as far as what the improvement is placing the function plug-in between the two peers and the improvements
looking at it as saying that the plug-in is a bell and whistle that's hung on to the abstract idea.
Its placement, as in Bascom, is what makes it an invention and what causes it to solve the problem that is established in the specification and that's described in the specification. And so that's...
Your adversary says that the spec says it can be placed in between or can be placed either on one side or the other.
Well, I think there are, in software cases, there are often sort of box drawing issues where, you know, you can say it's in one thing and you can say it's in another, but regardless of whether it's, you know, technically part of the software that's downloaded, it's still a separate module that does something. And the way it's described in the prosecution history is that it exists between the two peers to allow one of the peers not to be changed when the other one is. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. We thank both sides. The case is submitted.